The birds are chirping. The window's open. The air is breezy.
This is the kind of day that just makes a girl happy to be alive.
It's the kind of day every girl dreams of.
It's the perfect weather, the perfect amount of sunshine. It's like it's crazy to me how much we as people are influenced by our surroundings.
Mm-hmm. And today, we kind of had really the girls' day of mm-hmm. all time. We woke up. We went to SoulCycle. Mm-hmm. We went and we got Goddess and the Baker mm-hmm. for lunch. Sat by the river. Ate it. Gabbed. Walked all around our city. Popped into a Sephora. Took the train home. Got an ice cream cone on the way. Sat on our patio.
No, when you say it like that, I wish I could press rewind.
I wish I could do it all again.
Please,
let me. But here's the thing, we can. Next weekend, and the weekend after that, and the weekend after that. I mean, the next 2 weekends, we're going to be doing other fun things, but...
And the weather's not going to be right where we want it to be.
But this day will come back again.
And thank God for that. That's a blessing.
Welcome back to Cousin Time. Cameron.
And Jessica.
Our college friends turned post-grad roommates learning to navigate the world. Join us as we reminisce on our childhoods, rationalize our Sunday scaries, and ruminate on the development and potential arrival of our prefrontal cortex? Cortexes? What's the right
cortex? Who knows?
Who knows? But this is a very special episode. Mm-hmm. One, season finale, season 3.
Woo!
Big things in store for season 4.
Listen, y'all, we were talking about it earlier today. In season 4, with our fully developed minds, mm-hmm. our fully developed bodies, we're going to take the world by storm.
Big things up our sleeve. And yeah, if you don't know, Jess and I were born a mere 3 weeks apart.
Something that Will has said before, my twin, was, I can't remember the exact phrasing, but something along the lines of like, God knew our mothers couldn't handle us as siblings, so they made us twins.
Mm-hmm.
And I that just popped in my head about us too.
No, that's so true. It's like,
because if both of these souls were put into the world on the same day.
Oh. But also, what good was your soul without mine for long? And so that's why I had to arrive 3 short weeks later. Balance out the universe.
And your soul needed me here first.
To pave the way.
Exactly. You know when people spend like extended amounts of time together? This is something I was thinking about recently.
Okay, spill.
When people spend extended amounts of time together, say, as cousins, say as friends, say as roommates, say as lovers, and they develop each other's habits.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the wardrobe. Maybe it's who knows what else. I wonder if there's any new listeners out there, if they can even discern our voices apart.
Well, that was a piece of feedback we received a while ago, was I had to stop listening because I couldn't tell your voices apart.
And like, why don't you just lean into that?
Just lean into that this is one...
One soul, two bodies.
One soul, two bodies. One, just enjoy what we have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And two, do you not know us well enough to know who's saying what? Because we have two different personalities and viewpoints on the world.
Exactly. But I don't know. I was doing a little bit of brief research here on the brain. And so it's just made me think about things like that as we are about to delve into what it means to be fully developed women.
Yes. So anyways, backtracking. We were born 3 weeks apart, which means we're about to enter birthday season.
Yes.
Which means this year we're both turning a number I'm afraid to even address,
mm-hmm.
25, which sounds so old.
Because if we have any young listeners out there, however young you may be, say 20, say 21, say 22, you imagine your life at different milestones. And then when you hit said milestone, you reflect. And that's a scary thing.
It is a scary thing. I think it's the past handful of years that have really flown by.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I think it's since COVID.
Yeah.
And I'm not living the life I thought I was going to live at 25, had you asked me 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what that life looked like?
Married... Homeowner, one child out, one child on the way, not in Chicago.
where were you going to be?
I don't know. But I'm happy about that.
Right, right.
I'm living exactly the life I want to live.
Yeah.
But it is, there's some dissonance there, I think, still.
Cognitive dissonance.
Yeah. And, but, like, sometimes I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I think it's going to be so cool 10 years from now to be, like, I don't know. I just feel like we're kind of the first generation where it's very prominent to have this era of, like, being in your 20s and living with a roommate. And, like it'll be so cool to look back on this time and think about the time that, like, we lived together.
Yeah.
In the big old city.
Yeah.
And, like, that'll just be – we can travel. We can – and we will.
And
we can, like, do different things that I think about, like – the generation above us, some of those women did not have those opportunities.
Yeah.
And they may not have wanted them. Like, but I'm so glad that I do have that opportunity.
Well, because I think, like, whether or not people wanted them, it simply wasn't an option.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in it wasn't in, like, people's minds enough to even have it on the table, I feel like. And, yeah, I feel like now, like, our generation, like you said, is the first one where, like, the way that we live our lives is normalized and even celebrated, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Like, the idea of being in your mid-20s and living with a roommate. Yeah, it's groundbreaking and revolutionary, and I'm glad to be a trailblazer.
And I just think, like, these are years of our life that, like, I don't know, obviously I want to do all so many things in my whole life, but how
it's
do I
scary,
put this?
Other... The number of things that I want to do.
Well, and
it's made me sick.
I'm thinking about just like travel as an example. Hopefully, I'm traveling the world until I can't no more. Like, hopefully, I am 85 out on a safari in Kenya.
Yeah.
But to think that I have the opportunity to, like, with my cousin here, go on a 2-week trip to Europe when I'm 25 and be able to just pick up and go, mm-hmm. not have to worry about. Like, I'm able to be selfish in a way that I think will make me a better person in the future.
Yes, because I think, like, I'm personally terrified of resentment because I think that that's something that I have a bad habit of. Mm. And so I'm thinking, like, if I was to be living, like, a different life right now and, like, I wasn't able to do some of those things, like, would I resent, like, myself, my family, like, anyone at a future point? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Of, like, once you get married and have kids, that's your life.
Yes. And that's not a commitment. Like, it's a commitment that I want to make one day,
mm-hmm.
but it's a commitment that if I made right now, I would want to do things that I wasn't able to do.
Yeah.
Within that. And, like, to be able to do these things now when we are young and can move our bodies all around and all that is just so cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then at the same time, our prefrontal cortexes are kicking in. And I don't know. The whole thing of, like, okay, the prefrontal cortex, if you're unaware, you want to give them a rundown?
It's – just learned this. I didn't know this. Maybe you already did because you did some psychology, I feel like. The cortex is what's protecting the lobe.
Mm-hmm.
So the frontal lobe is at the front of your brain because your brain has all of these different parts. And your frontal lobe is your higher mental functions – concentration, planning, judgment, emotional expression, creativity, inhibition all live in the frontal lobe. And I didn't know all these different parts of your brain. The brain is actually crazy. All of the different parts of her. You have a temporal lobe. Do you know about her?
Yes.
She's where your short-term memory, it's your association era. Short-term memory, equilibrium, emotion all lives there. Another part of your brain is for your motor functions. You have a whole sensory area. That's your parietal lobe.
What about your
occipital lobe?
Yeah.
That's the visual area.
Yes.
So sight, image recognition, image perception, motor function area, the muscles of speech, hearing. Like, it's crazy. You have a whole section just for smelling.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's crazy to me that... Oh, and your motor function section is also in there. Your how do you say that word?
Cerebellum.
It's crazy to me that, like, our whole bodies are controlled from our brains.
Yeah.
Like, we could not function as humans without our brains.
Sometimes I'm like, do I want a PhD in neuroscience?
Right?
Because I think it'd be so fun to learn about.
Yeah. But the frontal lobe, and I guess in conjunction prefrontal cortex, is something that makes us, like, uniquely human. Mm-hmm. So, like, not every girl in this world,
species-wise,
has a prefrontal cortex. Mm-hmm. But we are lucky enough to have that. And I was reading that it's one of the last places that the brain tends to mature, and the prefrontal cortex is thought of as the personality center of your brain. It's where we process moment-to-moment input from our surroundings, compare that input to past experiences, and then react to them. And that particular part illuminated things.
Yes.
Like, the idea of, like, because I feel like that makes so much sense, because I think, like, when I hear people talking about, or what I would hope and dream and perceive the idea of the development of the prefrontal cortex, it's, like, your ability to react to situations mm-hmm. in a way that is, like, more mature, makes more sense, like, better emotionally regulated. And that makes so much sense of, like, where you are processing minute-to-minute things, taking it all in, processing it, analyzing it, and then reacting based on what you already know.
Mm-hmm. I heard an analogy in school that was, like, the prefrontal cortex is essentially, like, what roots you. Mm-hmm. So, like, if we're a tree, up until that's developed, which is hypothesized to be around 25, mm-hmm. when, like, a wind blows, something bad happens, your tree might fall all the way down because you don't have your roots. Whereas once you have your roots, you might sway, you might be impacted, but, like, you're still you, you're still secure and steady.
Yeah.
And I have been waiting for my prefrontal lobe cortex.
Yeah.
To come arrive.
Yeah. And thank God it's finally here.
Yeah. I don't know if she's fully here, but I think it'll be I do see her from time to time starting to wink.
When has she winked at you?
I think I'm more okay. This is something that I've noticed has gotten a little bit better, and I'm excited for it to keep getting better. I care less about what people think about me. Mm. And I think that's kind of that tree thing too, of, like, the idea of even, like, going to, like, a coffee shop by myself before was terrifying, because I was like, everybody's going to be laughing at me, thinking I am lonely and have no friends. Whereas now I got no problem. I can go do a bunch of things by myself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's one thing. I've never been too much of a risk-taking kind of girl. So I don't think that that's an area where I've seen a ton of, like, I used to go party all night and take drinks from strangers, and now I don't, because that's just never been my truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I feel like maybe similar to the, like, people's perception thing, mm-hmm. but more so, like, I think being able to have a better of, like, doing things less because I want other people to perceive me a certain way, and doing them more for my own
mm-hmm.
gratification or desire to do things. Like, I think, like, even with, like, my work, like, I feel like I'm able to, I'm now, as I'm growing and maturing, and I'm sure there's a variety of factors influencing it, but, like, if I am doing work, like, if I'm doing work on the weekends, it's because I feel like I need to get X, Y, and Z done, and then I'm going to cut it. But, like, I feel like as I started within my career, I would feel like I needed to do X, Y, and Z because I didn't want other people to think I was slacking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of talking about that in therapy the other day. This is somewhat of a tangent, but of the flip side of doing something out of fear versus doing something out of desire, and how they're like, they can achieve, I don't know, it can be rooted in the same thing, but what half of that coin that you act on mm-hmm. changes what you put out into the world. Both are rooted, they're kind of two sides of the same coin, but they greatly change the outcome and the mindset. And I feel like that whole, like, doing work because you want to be good at your job versus doing work so that you're not perceived as a failure, it's like a positive negative situation.
And I feel like for me professionally, that's, like, my biggest hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I talk about in therapy, of that whole idea of, like, trying to switch your mindset and how to, like, balance the, like, expectations from yourself, from society, all the things. But I think that also translates so much into, like, your day-to-day as well,
mm-hmm.
of, like, how you want to be perceived. I mean, like, you were talking about, of, like, going into the coffee shop and not wanting to be perceived as being a silly little loner.
Yeah.
Like,
big ol' loser.
Yeah. Big ol' loser alert. But yeah, and I think, like, it's such a slow evolution. But when I think back, it's so much change. And I mean, it makes sense. Because I feel like when you're a teenager, you know that era where your parents are the most embarrassing thing in the world?
Mm-hmm.
It's because your brain's still developing.
Yeah. Another change I've noticed is, like, I am much more realistic with what my body needs. Like, I will be like, I need 8 hours of sleep. Like, I can't just swing by on 5. And I will, like, I prioritize that. And I think that's a big, maybe it falls into the, like, oh, I just had it. Oh, the long-term gratification rather than the short-term of, like, staying up late would be really nice right now, but I know I'm going to regret it in the morning. Like, I'm able to have foresight.
Yeah, and I feel like if I'm thinking about, like, my sleeping habits in college, especially just with, you know, doing, like, work or procrastinating or whatever, like, being like, oh, if I get 3-4 hours of sleep, I'll figure it out, make it work. No, my body needs rest.
Yeah, yeah. And even just thinking through, like, other things of being like, oh, like, I, yeah, the delaying the short-term gratification I have seen big time, I think.
What are some other indicators?
I feel like, I mean, the biggest one everybody talks about is, like, the whole, like, risk-taking and then you're actually more sensible. I just feel like I was never very risky to begin with. But I'm wondering, I'm curious to see if, like, in another year or two, if I will look back and be like, whoa, I did make a lot of risky decisions once my prefrontal cortex is really here and I can see it. Maybe I just can't see it now.
I don't think you were a big, have, at least as long as I've known you, I've never really perceived you as a risk taker. I think that I have been a risk taker in the past, and I think that definitely, like, less so now, but I didn't even think about that in the context of my brain development.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Like, just, what's, like, some of the risks you would take that now you'd be like, whoa?
I think, like, in college, going to parties, like, people that you didn't know, I mean, like, you were talking about earlier, and just, like, drinking what people gave you and, like, not really thinking a lot about, like, where what you are consuming is coming from and if you can trust that source, if you're, like, in an environment where you don't know anyone, and just being like, yeah, I'm just gonna have fun and fuck the consequences. But, like, thinking about doing that now, one, sounds exhausting, two, sounds stupid.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's part of growing up.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen so many people talk about, like, I'm 28, and when I think about even being 24, I'm like, whoa, what was I doing? And I just, I'm wondering if we will
think
that, because, like,
right, I don't think we're all that crazy.
I don't think we're all that crazy, but even just, like, I mean, I'm not even talking about, like, things that you could go out and, like, get in trouble or, like, being wild, but just, like, even just, like, decisions of, whoa, that was crazy to think that or do that or act that way.
Yeah, and I think also, though, like, it's all with satisfaction, you know, in terms of the development. Like, I don't, like, envy my 20, 21-year-old self.
Yeah, but I don't regret her either.
No, I love her. She has a special place right here in my heart. But, like, I'm so – and that's just growing up, which is so crazy and so sweet. So crazy. Of, like, I am so content at this era and, like, my activities in ways that I get, like, gratification day to day now just as I was then. I think that there are some people, and I wonder about these people, of, like, who envy that prior version of themselves, and I guess maybe that's, like, some version of a midlife crisis, perhaps, of, like, that's, like, you're envying going back to being, like, 20, 21, 22 and, like, having the freedom and the not caring and the just going out partying. And I'm not in that way right now, but I wonder if, like, having kids or, like, a more, even more, like, stable doesn't feel like the right word, but, like, settled down lifestyle than I currently do would make me that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we were saying in the beginning about, like, being thankful that we are where we are right now. And I think there's always something to be said about being reminiscent of, like, favorite times in your life, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I also think, like, there's something to be said about the security in yourself to know that, like, and maybe that is tied into the prefrontal cortex of, like, that was really fun at 21 and that was really fun at 23 and this will be really fun at 28. and so on and so forth, and like not necessarily yearning, like not maxing out and then like kind of continuing the fun throughout your life and leaning into every life stage.
I was just reading something else that was saying your intelligence peaks from 25 to 60. So you're about to enter our smartest era of life.
I've been waiting.
And we have a great 35 years of that.
Something that I hope comes for me in my era of smartness is like, I mean, I'm always a lifelong learner. I mm-hmm. always want to know things. But like, I'd love to be a girl who can sit down and watch some kind of like historical documentary.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. I want to find, like, I mean, I think I do, but like, I want to even more like find like joy in learning and then mm-hmm. also be able to retain it better.
Yeah.
Lifelong learner over here, because I find it fascinating, but I have a short attention span.
Yeah. I do feel like I have, I need to do like a dopamine detox, because I feel like that might not be my prefrontal cortex as much as just like I've kind of messed up my dopamine receptors.
What do you mean?
Of like dopamine
detox.
Like, I just feel like your dopamine is always going off by like TikTok and your phone in general and like the ease of everything. And I feel like if I made myself be bored for even just 24 hours, I think I would feel so much cleaner. And yeah. then I could enjoy a documentary afterwards.
Yeah, that's so true. And I also, with that in mind, I wonder like what the long-term implications are of like our advanced technology society on the brain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's not really had the opportunity to be studied.
And like, I think, and then also thinking about like COVID, what impact that had on the brain of like everything going on pause, like a collective traumatic experience. Like, I wonder if that's been studied in the context of like world wars or other like traumatic events. But I feel like COVID, I mean, there's been other plagues and epidemics, but I think COVID was unique in that it was in modern times and it was a worldwide traumatic experience that wasn't rooted in political like disagreements between countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder like what that does to people's brains, and then also what technology in the world that we live in does to people's brains, like kids growing up online and on TikTok and consuming so much media, how is that going to impact them long term? Is it going mm-hmm. to take until 30 for their prefrontal cortex to develop?
Yeah.
We need to get a neurologist on.
We do. Or maybe we just should become neurologists ourselves and learn it.
Headed back to school for our neurology degrees 2035.
Can't wait. If you had, like, if this was an episode, was a time capsule, and you had to say something that you want to come back and listen to before your 26th birthday.
Oh my gosh.
What would you say?
Crazy thing to spring on me right now.
I'm going to think about it too, because I don't know what I would say either.
Well, I feel like we've thought about and spoken on before how, like, our whole podcast is a time capsule and, like, something that we're just so blessed to be able to have to, like, look back on.
Yeah.
2020. Well, yeah, 20, but, like, 5, 10, 20 years from now. But something that I would say to myself right now, I always wish that I had maintained one of those like 5-year journals.
Mm-hmm.
Never did. Have you?
No. I mean, I have just like journals.
Right.
But I have one that's like a one line a day for like 5 years, and I never kept up with
it. I'm not good at journaling like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I feel stupid doing it.
Yeah.
But a time capsule. I want to hear yours first.
Okay. I have to think. I want to know what I think I have more questions than this, but a starting place is I'm curious, like, what my favorite thing about myself is a year from now,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like in our mid-20s era mm-hmm. is like a lot more security in self and just like not only security in self, but like discovery of self and formation of self. And so I'm curious, like, what do I like about myself a year from now? Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I think one of mine is, like, maybe kind of in a similar vein, but, like, what brings you joy?
Mm.
Because I think, like, I mean, we're entering our third lease in this here city come the end of the summer, but I feel like we both had a rather tumultuous, like, first year. Mm-hmm. I hated my job, and I feel like it sucked the life out of me socially. And then, like, now being in a new job that I do like, but is, like, challenging in different ways, like, I feel like I do have more balance, but I'm also, like, not feeling, like, super, super stable, like, yet. Like, I feel like I need to do a full rotation around the sun before I do. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wonder, like, knowing that or hoping that, like, this time next year I would have more, like, of myself and just, like, of time to put into, like, things that make me happy, mm-hmm. what that looks like.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thinking about, like, what you had said earlier about, like, your prefrontal cortex winking at you and what it looks like or feels like, I wonder, like, what that looks like a year from now, mm-hmm. in terms of, like, caring even less about what people think.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if this is my prefrontal cortex or not, but I do feel like while I am live, laugh, loving this era, when I think about my future goals, they're more of goals that I have for, like, 29 to 33, but they are getting married, having children, owning property, and those are things that really have to start with getting married. Mm-hmm. So maybe it is time that we go out more than once a quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to start stepping out. So if anyone has any suggestions on where girls like us should go to step out, please let us know. Because in, like, romantically or platonically, like, meeting people as an adult is so much more challenging than I feel like you would think it is, like, when you're headed in that direction. Like,
yeah,
college, you are forced to. High school, you're forced to. But then that's it.
Yeah. Well, and in terms of establishing, like, a widespread, like, network or community, I think is hard as an adult because, like, when you grow up, really just the establishment of schools ties together, you know, a generation, and it's like, you know people, and you know people tangentially. Everyone I know in Chicago is, like, a friend, a coworker, or I don't know them at all. Like, I don't have a lot of friends of friends, mm-hmm. where I could put a message and be like, anyone know, you know, somebody who I can borrow this from? I have five people that I can ask, you know?
I mean, for us, since we moved here not knowing anyone, mm-hmm. that's also part of it.
Like, yeah.
Like, well, we knew one diva. But, like, yeah, unless you are staying in an established community that's then just going to, like, keep, like, spider webbing out.
Yeah.
We're starting from square one. And we're starting from square one with some setbacks because we didn't have a built-in community.
Maybe it's time to join a kickball league.
Yeah. We need to join a kickball league. We need to join a 3 to 5 book clubs. We need to join...
Girl, I joined a book club and nothing has come of it.
Okay. Join another. We have such big plans. But then, like, then I feel like we're just in, like, what do these next few years
hold? I know. That's what I'm saying. It's, like, we've done all the, like, really... I feel like you have a lot of life-changing stuff in your early 20s. Graduating college, mm-hmm. getting your first job, moving yeah. to a new city. And then my next, like, milestones aren't for another 3 or 4 years.
And I want them to be more, like, have more permanence. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I don't want to, like, at that 28, 29 time period, I don't want it to be, like, moving into a house that I'm going to sell 3 years later.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You questioned that?
Well, I think I'm team starter house. I'm team buying a house to put your money into something and then selling it and moving when you can.
I guess I mean, like, I want to be, like in, like, a 28, I want to be, like, in an established community.
Okay.
Like, in terms of having a community for myself.
Yeah.
But then I don't know, like, 3 years before that. What do I yeah. do with that time?
Like, I feel like this chunk of time feels very valuable. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious what that's going to look like. Is there anything that you want to do in the next week before you turn 25? Because you don't want to get to 25 and say, I haven't done that.
No. I've done it all.
Good for you.
Slays and dismays.
My dismay. Okay. This Friday night, I chaperoned the middle school lock-in. Not too much on it, but needless to say, didn't get my full 8 hours, and I feel like I'm still feeling the effects of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that. I feel like my equilibrium has been knocked over.
It's 25, baby.
And I'm trying to get that back together.
Yeah.
So that's my dismay, is that I just have felt like kind of topsy-turvy.
Mm-hmm.
But my slay is that we set up our, what's it called?
Our brick and brack.
We established some brick and brack. This is 25.
This is 25. Because 24 is owning brick and brack. Mm-hmm. 25 is displaying your brick and brack.
Because we have been working day in, day out, little by little, to make this house a home.
Yes.
And now we've made a huge step.
A huge step. We put our brick and brack on top of our kitchen counters.
We're displaying.
And it looks great.
We're displaying things.
Not our counters, our cabinets.
Our cabinets. It's like early stages of like a china cabinet.
Yeah, I'd say.
So that's my slay.
I love that. My dismay is I've got a wee bit of a headache because I think it's the first time I've spent time in the sun in a really long time. Mm. That always happens to me.
The sun gives you a headache?
Yeah.
It's giving vampire.
I don't know. It's always happened to me. I've always been a girl who, first days of spring, the first time I spend a long time in the sun, get a little bit of a headache. Mm. And my slay is my new tea set. Guys, update, I'm a tea set collector. It happened by accident because my first idea was I just wanted to have a tea set and I wanted to thrift it and have it be like mismatch and own all the pieces. So I started collecting slowly but surely all those pieces, still looking for a few more. And I went to the thrift store yesterday morning to try to find those final pieces, and I didn't find those. I did find a complete tea set, and it is like this carved, hand-painted scene of Teddy Bear Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's the cutest thing ever. The teapot is like actually a tree and there's bears sitting all over it, and then everything, like the teacups and the sugar and the cream things, are all also these sculpted forest creatures.
It's so cute.
It's so cute and darling, and it's going to be a family heirloom, and but not like in a way where it's like, be careful with the tea set, but like one day I want my kids to like put water in those teacups and sit on the bedroom floor and play with the tea set.
Yeah.
So now I have two tea sets. So now I've decided, especially now that we're displaying our brick and brack, to start collecting more like unique thrifted tea sets.
And we've got more room up there.
Oh yeah, we got more room.
Yeah. And I've also been wanting more brick and brack.
Yeah.
I think so. My grandparents are moving, mm-hmm. and my maga is sending me a variety of things. Mm-hmm. And now I want places to put all of these things.
Yeah, because one of her things ended up on our brick and brack wall.
Two, actually.
Oh, yeah, the vase and the dog.
Yeah. But we don't have, like, we have some shelving, but we don't have a ton of shelving. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah. Now that you have your drill, though, I think we could. The thing is, this wall is so fragile. I'm worried if you drilled, the whole wall would come down. But it would be nice to, like, I'd love some floating shelves here.
Let's discuss this off air.
Well, thank you for listening to my 24-year-old self. I love you. Thank you for what you did for me. And to my 25-year-old self.
Can't wait to meet you.
Can't wait to meet you.